A federal judge in Boston will allow a Tufts University foreign student who was detained in March to resume her research and teaching while she challenges her arrest. Rumeysa Ozturk is the Turkish PhD student who was arrested in March outside her residence in Somerset and carried away in an unmarked vehicle. She had her student visa revoked and her student record terminated after co-authoring an op-ed criticizing her university's response to Israel and the war in Gaza. U.S. District Judge Denise Casper ruled that the termination of her student record was likely arbitrary and capricious. Ozturk's been out of a Louisiana immigrant detention center since May and has maintained a full course load and plans to graduate next year. In a statement, she said while she's grateful for the court's decision, she feels a great deal of grief for the education she's been arbitrarily denied. I hope one day, she says, we can create a world where everyone uses education to learn, connect, civically engaged, and benefit others rather than criminalize and punish those whose opinions differ from our own. I'm Jennifer King.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.